Welcome to the Closer Look podcast of the Alive Vineyard of Licking County. My name is Steve Osborne, Senior Pastor, and I want to touch some of the subjects that seem to be on people's minds in this day and this age. What seems to be focused on right now is what's going on with this hurricane, which is coming up the shores. And people have been asking, does God cause these? And if he does, why does he cause them? And is really the adversary behind these things? How can we know if God is behind with the weather? Well, one of the things that we need to do is just go to the Word of God. Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, tells us that so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So the sun, S-U-N, rises on the good and the evil, and the rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous. So weather is not necessarily being sent to cause discipline of his children, but rather that's the part of the processes of this planet and the earth that he created, which has its full circle of life. So we can enjoy those things, but recognize that just because we have a bad storm does not mean that God was in it. We just need to be able to maneuver ourselves to understand how we can survive such things and how we stand together through the storms of life. In the Word of God, we do know that God does use storms. He has since almost the very beginning. We see it in the flood. As a matter of fact, God got so distasted by men and how they were reacting to him and the world and each other that he decided to repent and start all over with man all together. He found one godly man and his family, and he saved them, and then two of all the species anyway, so that we could continue life on the planet Earth, and sent the flood. So God, yes, he does punish, he does send the floods. But we also see it all the way through Scripture with different things happening. Lightning bolts falling. You see flashes of lightning and thunder. Jesus was in a boat with his disciples, as you remember in Matthew chapter 8. And a storm came up. It was a sudden storm. It swept over the boat with waves of water and was furious. The Scripture says, but Jesus was sleeping through this. The disciples went and woke him up, said, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. And if you recall, Jesus immediately woke up. He's still on the bow, looked at the storm, and said, peace, be still. That's all it took, a word from the Master to say, peace, be still, and the storm was calmed. And they marveled that Jesus had the power over the weather, over the storms, over the seas. So yes, God is in control and of the control. And whenever he's going to use any kind of, I guess you could say, discipline by using the weather, the one thing that you can always note is he always forewarns. He says, I'm going to do something, and then he does it. That's the one thing you can always stand behind with God, is if he says he's going to do something, he will do it. And does he discipline you and I? Yes, of course he does. We're his children. If you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and I hope you have, then you need to recognize you need to be in the family of God. That's why our theme right now is together, coming together and getting back into church and becoming more the church that God's called us to be. And if we become the church that God's called us to be, then we can expect his blessings and we can stand together through the trials and the tribulations and the storms of life. And that's what church is all about, standing together amidst the storm. That's what's happening right now all up our eastern coast as this hurricane seems to be sending floods and so forth. You see people coming out and helping each other, caring for each other, loving each other, and trying to save each other and supplying needs for each other. And other people all across the country are gathering supplies to be able to send them down, not just to the eastern coast, but send them to these islands that have been so badly affected, especially like in the Bahamas. So what do? Our hearts open up and we become the people that God called us to be. And usually we don't show that side of ourselves until there's a storm. Don't wait until a storm comes in your life to begin to hold on to Jesus. You need him now, so when the storms come, you can be one of those strong people who can stand and say, "Peace be still," in the midst of the storm, and be the support that people may need to get through life. And that's why we come together. And I'd like to invite you to come to a live vineyard. Join us each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We'd love to have you, and we can share what's going on in our lives together and accept what God has for us, and then take a closer look into what the Word has to say about issues like storms and hurricanes and tornadoes. That's what we have here in Ohio. God can be in the storm, but he may not be in the storm. We have to be close to him to hear and listen when he wants to speak, so we know where we're standing, and we can then stand and give encouragement to each other. It says in the book of Hebrews that to count it all joy when you encounter the discipline of the Lord. Why? Because he's treating you as his children. And he's treating us as his children, and doesn't a good parent discipline their child? So we can expect it. So come, join us, and we'll listen together, and we'll stand together. And no matter if you make mistakes or whether you're standing strong, God is on our side when we call upon his name. That's the key, calling upon his name, and it's whenever two or more are gathered in his name, that's when he's in the midst of us. See you this Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Live Vineyard, 7602 Stewart Road, Newark, Ohio, 740-364-1750 if you have any questions. And again, my name is Steve Osborne, pastor, and we'd love to have you.